Derek Maron fundraising pipeline includes fraud convicted donors, federal filings show. This article is by Dave Miller for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Two men with federal fraud convictions. One, a former business partner of disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, are among the donors whose money reached Derek Maron's congressional campaign through Republican joint fundraising committees, federal filings show. The contributions were made to joint fundraising committees set up to raise money for Maron's Ohio 9th District bid, including one tied to Immer Majority Builders, a fundraising venture led by United States House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, R. Minnesota, that pools major donor money for targeted Republican candidates. Those committees transferred their net proceeds to Maron's campaign. Adam R. Kidan, listed in the filings as an executive at the Florida firm Atlantic Solutions Group, contributed $3,500. Kidan and Abramoff pleaded guilty in 2005 to conspiracy and wire fraud in the fraudulent purchase of the Sun Cruise Casino's gambling fleet, the deal at the center of the corruption scandal that sent Abramoff to prison, and in 2006 each was sentenced to 5 years and 10 months in federal prison. The two were ordered to jointly pay $21.7 million in restitution. Kidan has since become a prolific Republican donor, giving more than $1 million to the National Republican Congressional Committee. James H. Bat Mazian, identified in the filings as the owner of a Florida investment firm, gave $1,487. Bat Mazian, the largest commercial property owner in Boca Raton, pleaded guilty in 2008 to failing to remit about $250,000 in federal payroll taxes and served an 8-month prison sentence. President Donald Trump pardoned him in 2020. Both men have contributed to numerous Republican candidates and committees, and there is no indication Maron's campaign solicited either contribution. Maron's campaign could not be reached for comment. Maron, a former state representative from Monclova Township who describes himself as a real estate investor, won the May 5th Republican primary and faces a November 3rd rematch with Democratic United States Representative Marcy Kaptur in a district redrawn to lean Republican. The contributions are detailed in filings with the Federal Election Commission.